is an important occasion for all of us involved in the strengthening the Lebanese Armed Forces capability, and it is a key milestone of advancing the implementation of the United Nations Security Council Resolution 1701.
UNIFIL Head of Mission and Force Commander Major General Aroldo Lazzaro, speaking during the inauguration of the Lebanese Armed Forces Model Regiment new headquarters in Serbian south of Lebanon. The project, funded by the European Union for a total amount of 6 million euros and implemented by Expertise France, provides the LAF with an operational headquarters to house the basic components of the Modern Regiment, a new infantry regiment to be deployed in UNIFIL area of operations. All details to come in a moment. You are listening to UNIFIL radio program, Salam Min Al Janoub. In accordance with United Nations Security Council Resolution 1701 and as a result of UNSCR 2373, Lebanon committed itself in 2017 to increase the presence of the state in the south and to gradually take over responsibilities from UNIFIL. To this end, Lebanon established a new infantry unit, the Model Regiment, to be deployed in the UNIFIL area of operations in order for Lebanon to increase its joint patrolling of the area with UNIFIL.
All the office for officer, the same, is furnished and equipped. And this is the secretary in the front. And you can see the same design, the same furniture and the same equipment.
The Model Regiment headquarters includes all functions and services needed by the LAF in terms of command, operations, accommodation and logistics on around 6,000 built square meters. Up to 310 personnel can be housed in this fully equipped infrastructure. Since 2006, Security Council Resolution 1701 remains a key pillar in maintaining peace and stability in South Lebanon through the mutual commitment of both parties, LAF and IDF, to cease hostilities and find long-term peaceful solutions to prevent another conflict. The resolution called for the need to respect the territorial integrity of Lebanon while also ensuring that the LAF and UNIFIL would be the only armed forces south of the Litani. In his speech during the inauguration ceremony, European Union Ambassador to Lebanon Mr. Ralf Tarraf acknowledged the role played by UNIFIL in South Lebanon.
UNIFIL has been a stabilizing force in the region, monitoring the cessation of hostilities and deterring violence. One of the key elements of this and subsequent resolutions on the UNIFIL mandate was the need for Lebanon to gradually increase its presence in the UNIFIL area of operations and along the Blue Line. In 2017, the government of Lebanon approached the EU to seek our collaboration in delivering on this commitment. Shortly after, during the March 2018 Rome II conference in support of the Lebanese security forces, the EU's High Representative for Foreign Affairs and Security Policy, Mrs. Federica Mogherini, committed the EU to support Lebanon in this task.
Representing the Army Chief General Joseph Aoun in the ceremony, LAF Chief of Staff Major General Amin Al-Urum pointed out that this achievement is a crucial step towards the deployment of the Model Regiment in the South Litani sector.
As for the South in particular, the task of the Army becomes of an exceptional nature. It falls within the scope of UN Resolution 1701, which is considered the main pillar of peace and stability in the South. Through maintaining the state authority in that region and controlling the southern borders in close cooperation with the UNIFIL. Since 2006 and over a period of nearly 16 years, this cooperation has proven its effectiveness in ensuring peace, handling of tensions and diffusing them adequately. It also allowed the people of the South to continue their normal lives and invest in their lands safely, while benefiting from the many developmental projects donated by the UNIFIL.
The current economic situation has created hardship, and the love has not been spared. The international community and UNIFIL are striving to support the Lebanese armed forces through the unprecedented crisis as a result of the global COVID-19 pandemic and the socio-economic situation in the country. During the inauguration ceremony, Major General Aroldo Lazzaro pointed out that the project has faced some hiccups.
There were challenges and setbacks due to the COVID-19 pandemic and delays amidst shortages of fuel and construction materials. However, the building that we see today is a state-of-the-art facility. This was due to a true partnership, serving one common goal, supporting the Lebanese armed forces to deploy a modern regiment in UNIFIL's area of operations. This is, of course, only the first step. The Lebanese armed forces now need to turn this advanced building into an operational headquarters. We understand that the model regiment will be implemented incrementally, step by step, unit by unit.
Thank you.
The inauguration of the Modder Regiment headquarters in Srebin will allow for an increased presence of the Lebanese armed forces in the south of Lebanon and enhance their ability to operate in an autonomous way and in coordination with UNIFIL. In his speech, UNIFIL Head of Mission and Force Commander, Major General Aroldo Lazzaro, said he's looking forward to seeing the future results of this project.
The focus now shifts to deployment, equipping and training. UNIFIL stands ready to support our strategic partner, the Lebanese Armed Forces, and urges member states here today to continue supporting this project. This is a day to appreciate all that has been achieved and to confirm our will to continue supporting the enhancement of the LAF. I look forward to meeting the LAF soldiers, men and women who serve here, in making this impressive facility the vibrant model it is intended to be.
Thank you for listening to this special episode of Salam from the South, an audio production of the United Nations Interim Force in Lebanon.